she said, in front of everyone, he fouled himself. Yeah, and fouled I don't know what fouled himself mean. He shit his pants, he pissed himself, or he threw up on himself.
Maybe he did all mean? Three.
At the same moment.
Wonder if Granny's ever fouled himself.
Guaranteed.
Well, if anybody eats Taco Bell.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He shit his pants, he pissed himself, or he threw up on himself.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2058 of the BFO for Monday the 14th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, red noses, Big Fatty Rudolph. No, I'm not Rudolph. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. Walnut Hills. Yes, that kind of red nose. Yes, Big Fatty. hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Y'all, I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned on a Friday's show, but y'all, Friday was my last day of work at the coal mine for 2015. So, y'all, I don't go back to the coal mine till January the 4th, 20. Big Fatty, that's a different year. It's true. It's a different year before I go back to the coal mine. So, y'all, I'm channeling the old gal for the next three. Big Fatty, that means you'll just have to where's your recumbent bicycle, Big Fatty, please? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on the 12th on the Mexican calendar, there was a picture of Santa Claus springing into his sleigh. And y'all, then on Saturday, there was a picture of a leaf. Big Fatty, is that like dry leaves blow or something like that? And y'all, then for today, the 14th, Big Fatty, where is it? Where is it? Oh, it's right here. Oh, that's not the 14th. Where is the 14th? Big Fatty, you've lost it. Y'all, I thought I'd popped it open a little bit. So, where's the 14th? Big Fatty, we don't know. No, that's the 12th, the 13th. Big Fatty, you're running. Oh, it's up here in the corner. Y'all, Big Fatty, you've run out of time. Big Fatty, you let it run long. I did. I'll just, yes, Big Fatty. Telling you about the weekend. Let's see. I spoke to you Thursday night for the Friday little show. Y'all went into work on Friday. And old Vena was off that day, and Larry Clyde was off that day. Old Vena came in a little bit later in the afternoon, but y'all, it was a crema skeleton staff. Yes, Big Fatty, crema skeleton, but y'all, it was quiet, and nothing really exciting happened. And yeah, then I put on my away message on the telephone. Yes, Big Fatty, telephone. That's a tough word. and then I gave him the finger and laid a finger aside of my Big Fatty. You laid a finger aside of your nose and then you picked it. Oh, Big Fatty, vulgar. Y'all came home on a Friday night, and y'all, I don't remember what I did. Y'all, I was having a crema party here at the Villa on Sunday afternoon, so y'all, a lot of Friday evening was kind of just straightening up and kind of getting things straight in my mind of how I wanted things to be and everything. And so I did that. And then on Saturday I got up and I was having my coffee and reading the newspaper. And y'all, then the grand doctor goes off and y'all, it's this young 26-year-old thing, Herbert Carter. And Big Fatty, shouldn't be you play the music? I guess so. Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Y'all squeaky gentleman caller. Was all excited because y'all this okay this 26-year-old wanted to come over Herbert Carter and see her kind of come over to the villa and I said yes and y'all he came over, he's all muscly and everything, and I'm just y'all it defies reason, okay, and it defies reason y'all, he came over and y'all, we had a little yes, that's what we had. We had a little humpity bumpity and y'all, it was just lovely. Big Betty, it was a crema miracle. Well, I don't know about a miracle, but y'all, there was icing on the cake. Big Betty, you've made it vulgar now. But y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, after that, I straightened, changed the sheets. Yes, Big Fatty, you were going to do that anyway. Changed the sheets and washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants except those nasty pig underpants. Well, okay, I didn't wash them either because I hadn't worn them. anyway... just did household things, and y'all, I cleaned the villa like it hadn't been cleaned in a long time, and y'all, it smelled good. It just, yes, Big Betty, it didn't smell like you, got it all cleaned, and y'all, I had a couple of errands that I needed to run. I had to go buy the Total Wine. Big Fatty, you used your Moose Pea gift card. I did pick up some provisions there, and didn't use it all though. Then went to the grocery store and picked up a few things for the party, some last minute things I needed, and y'all. Then I came back here to the villa and I meant to tell you, Thursday night I started roasting my nuts. Beef, I mean, that just is vulgar. No, I meant pecans. Oh, but y'all, I got a lot more to go. Yes, Big Betty, your nuts need to be roasted and roasted and roasted. It was a lovely afternoon getting everything ready and all, and y'all, I had it all planned out in my head what I was gonna do. I had forgotten until after that Stick It With a Poke. You know, I was on that Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, it's full house. We had the old stink pot on there. And we had Blind Guy Jay and me and Jim and Gavin and Tracy. We had Tracy on there also. Yes, Big Betty, there's something special about him today. Yeah, there is. We'll get to that in a minute. Y'all, after that, I was... I was looking at the Grand Doctor, and y'all granny is like a mile away from me. And I'm going, well, what the hell is that all about? And so I sent him a message. He says, you forgot. I'm having my office crema party. And y'all, I had forgotten that they were having their office crema party at one of the local hotels. And granny had gotten a room. Had to get a room. So he was prepping for his crema party. Big fatty, did that involve a fleet's enema? God, I hope not. My throat was getting a little tickle, and I thought, you know, I don't need to be getting a sore throat. To tell you the truth, after sticking with a poke, I piddled around, did a few more little things here around the villa, and y'all, I took me some NyQuil, and y'all, I got in bed probably about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, a Saturday night, a wild Saturday night. It's true, it was a wild Saturday night, and y'all then on Sunday got up, and I had my coffee and did the last minute details for the crema party. And y'all, the party, it was mainly for folks from the coal mine, but y'all, it was just lovely. And I think even old Vader enjoyed it. Being very, it must have been lovely then. And this was the first time a lot of the folks had seen the villa here at Fat Eagles, and y'all, they just thought it was just lovely. And y'all, I couldn't have been happier. Could not have been happier with the way it turned out. Big Fatty, it was just a lovely party. I'm just sad that you locked me and Squeaky Kitty in a closet. Well, you know, I'm not quite sure they were ready for you and Squeaky. No, Big Fatty, no one's ready for us. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today, the 14th of December, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is none other. Big Fatty, we've already told them. Well, we're going to tell them again. Y'all, it is Tracy. Tracy from that Stick It With a Poke. Big Fatty, he's been to the Pride 48. He's been a couple of times to the Pride 48, and he was on the Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night. And Big Fatty, where is he living now? I think he's out there near, it's either New Mexico or Arizona, or Big Fatty, though, he's in Oregon. Well, he was up there at one point, but I don't know where the hell he is. He's out west somewhere, west of the Mississippi. So y'all, if you're west of the Mississippi and you see Tracy on the Face Space or on the Twitty, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, you know he's got that sexy mohawk now, so I hope he has a big old mohawk piece of cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got not one, not two, but three cans that came in the mail over the weekend. Y'all, the first one, I'm not sure where the hell this is from. But y'all, it looks like it's from Mexico. But y'all, we're going to open it up and just see where what. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it is. Oh, look, Big Fatty. Look, they're all ice skating. It says, a very merry crema to you and yours. And y'all, and it says, it was physically impossible to send a Tanqueray and tonic with two lime wedges in an envelope. I sure hope a crema card will suffice. Thanks for giving me 20 minutes of fantastic audio 5 days a week. May your holidays be filled with cheer, and may the gentlemen callers be ever in your favor. Be Fatty. And y'all, that is from Lurker Jason from up there in the northern Mexico. Big Ready, it was from Mexico. Well, Jason, thank you so much. Y'all, I'm just smelling. I'm just seeing if he spilt some gin on it. Big Ready, you know the Danburys went somewhere and the bush smelled like a Tanqueray. I heard that over the weekend. Y'all, I don't know where this next one is from. Somewhere in New York. New York? I wonder if it's salsa. I don't know. Y'all, and it's a snowman. Oh, look, Big Daddy, it's got a little hat and a little thing on it. And y'all, oh dear Gussie. Y'all, it is, y'all, speaking of the Danburys, this is from the Danburys. It says, season's greetings and best wishes for a happy new year. And y'all, it's signed by all the Danburys. And Big Daddy, there's pictures. And y'all, there's pictures of the whole Danbury family. And Big Daddy, there's scratch-offs. Y'all, there's 5 different scratch-offs in here, too. Y'all, there's a $5 one and a $2 and $3 $1. Big Daddy, can we do one now? No, we're going to open the other card. But that's a great picture. Yes, Big Daddy, they all look happy. Yes, it's just happy. That's probably because they smell gin, probably so. And y'all, the last one is from out there in the sack of tomatoes. Y'all, it is from the Chubbs Gone Wild. And y'all, we're going to open it up now. And y'all, your Big Fatty, Big Fatty, it's got a Volga sticker on the back of it. Big Fatty. And y'all, we're going to pull it out here. And y'all, it's a picture. Oh, look at that. It's kind of 3-dimensional ice skates. Big Fatty, I sense a theme. Ice skating. And y'all, you open it up and it says, thank you for the joy you bring so many through the year. Happy Crema and happy holidays 2015. Wishing you a holiday season sprinkled with love and kindness. And y'all, it is, and Big Fatty, that is a vulgar picture, but I may just have to take that over here and look at it a little closer. Yes, Big Fatty.
Born is the King of Israel.
Big Fatty, these cards are just lovely. And y'all, I'm working on getting the cards out to everybody. Yes, Big Fatty, you were a little delayed because of the party. It's true, but you know Big Fatty loves a crema party. Yes, Big Fatty, you're going to have another one on for right day. It's true. And y'all, this is going to be the homosexual crema party on Friday. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, we will be donning our gay apparel. Big Fatty, does that mean you're going to be wearing the nasty pig on to the party on the Friday? I don't know. Oh, dear Gussie, I don't know, but I've invited some nasty... Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear any more. By the way, I've heard from several folks about some of their favorite episodes, but y'all, I need more input now. I've heard from Miss Bacon and Mags and that Peter G. From the Lotzel about their favorite episodes. You know, I'm going to repeat. Big Fatty, it's kind of like a Mexican food that Granny likes at Taco Bell. You know, their favorite episodes. And speaking of Taco Bell, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Toucan Beanie and Dr. Stone. What do you think the outcome of Granny's crema party was?
He shit his pants. He pissed himself or he threw up himself.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's like Dr. Stone had a camera in that hotel.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.